The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
This is it. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive wraps up today. Call with your pledge if you haven't done so already, 877-291-0123, or go online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, May 10th, 2024, Friday of the sixth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of St. Damon de Voester of Molokai. He was born in 1840 in Belgium, forced to quit school at age 13 to work on the family farm, then entered the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary 6 years later, taking the name of a 4th century physician and martyr. When his brother Pamphile, a priest in the same congregation, fell ill and was unable to go to the Hawaiian Islands as assigned, Damien quickly volunteered in his place. In May 1864, 2 months after arriving in his new mission, Damien was ordained a priest in Honolulu and assigned to the island of Hawaii. In 1873, he went to the Hawaiian government's leper colony on the island of Molokai, set up 7 years earlier. Damien soon volunteered to remain permanently, caring for the people's physical, medical, and spiritual needs. Soon the settlement had new houses and a new church, school, and orphanage. Morale improved considerably. Damien himself contracted Hansen's disease and died of its complications in 1889. St. Damien of Molokai, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist everywhere, even to the end of time, I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that religious women and men and seminarians grow in their own vocations through their human, pastoral, spiritual, and community formation, leading them to be credible witnesses to the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In this gospel reading for today, we have a selection from John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you'll weep and mourn, while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born of the world. So you also now are in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." In many dioceses, today is the day after the Ascension. In much of the United States and in other countries, however, it is still the sixth week of Easter, just a Friday, and Ascension will be celebrated on the Sunday that comes. In any event, we can look at that reading there. It's a reading from John that still has our Lord among them. Our Lord is there talking about his exit to death, and it still yet makes us think of the exit, his leaving of the Ascension. Lord, you know their heart. You know how difficult this is. How difficult You're leaving them at any moment as they've come to love you. Bring me to that love, because then I too will be an effective witness as they are. And they grieve, because you say you're going away. Peter himself says, well, I will follow you to death even. And yet, he does not know himself. He doesn't know the difficulty he will face. After even the ascension in Acts, the first chapter of Acts, the apostles, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room. In Luke's version, earlier of his gospel, he says, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. The apostles did have to work through their emotions, and we do too when we lose you, Lord, when we lose you in sin. But you come back to us in grace, in the Eucharist, and we too want to have joy then. But at this time of ascension, Pope Leo the Great delivered two sermons on our Lord's ascension that addressed this question of, were the apostles sad then on the ascension's moment? Ascension was not a moment of sadness, but of joy, he says. The apostles need to actually keep thinking of their own failure at the cross, their own running away, but they know, Lord, your love. They know your love. And the pain mostly was how much you loved them to the end and still love them now. They're in heaven with you now. They were with you then. And so the real birth pangs that are referred to in the gospel are for you, Lord, your heart, how much you suffered because it was your hour. Carol Burnett, a comedian and actress, described what labor pains feel like. She said, take your bottom lip and pull it over your head. Quite a graphic description of birth from a woman's point of view. But Lord, you suffered much for us, and we're happy that you did it for us. You looked forward to it because it was our redemption. So if we are to live out this joy that the apostles did, what are we to think about? You told them to wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit on high. And in these days until Pentecost, including through the ascension that we will celebrate liturgically on Sunday, we are to await this gift of the Holy Spirit. We are to ask for that Spirit to come upon us as well. We who have received confirmation, what a joy to think about that. Lord, you gave us this great sacrament, sometimes overlooked by people, but the great sacrament by which we, even through hardships, retain this joy of knowing we have you, God our Father. We, Jesus, you are among us in the Word, the bread, in our soul as well, guiding us, the Holy Spirit, and the whole Trinity dwelling inside us. What a joy it must give us now to live out this adoptive filiation with your presence in our heart. So, Lord, we say, as many people will do in this time, waiting for Pentecost, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who has taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the gift of the same Spirit we may be truly always wise and ever rejoice in your consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The final gift we ask for, final perseverance, that we may enter into our heavenly inheritance. You said, Lord, that you go to prepare a place for us in God. That what a joyful thought, that we know we're on the way to heaven now, if you are in our hearts so often, that we remember you and talk to you so often. Deal with God the Father, deal with the Son, deal with the Holy Spirit, that we know ourselves to be this temple of the Trinity. And when troubles weigh us down, when we are tempted to sadness, Lord, we remember that you ascending to heaven to prepare this place, not just for the apostles, but for all who love you, all who love you. It seems sometimes that evil has been victorious, but know that the devil has not won. Dissension is proof, Lord, that you have won. You have overcome the world. You have conquered it. May it be our time of great joy, great joy. This wonderful custom of living a devotion every day till Pentecost comes is a beautiful one. Some call it the novena to the Holy Spirit. Some call it a decenary. But in any event, we can live it. From Ascension Thursday to Pentecost, 10 days or 9 as you count them when you start. And we can ask for gifts and fruits, one of the great fruits of the Holy Spirit, this joy. It's joy, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as we list them, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. These gifts will lead us to be such an active Catholic, one with zeal, one with joy. Sadness? No. Sadness at your departure to heaven? No, again, because you prepare this place for us in you. Some call Pentecost the birthday of the Church, and there is a good reason for this, because with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the grace indwelling, that they went to all the lands, seeking to give this gospel away against the effort, against the pressure and persecution. But that could not stop the joy of giving it away. Enkindle me, Lord, in these days. If I go to the websites, have access to internet, you can find many ways, to many devotions, if you just put in those keywords, decenary to the Holy Spirit, 10-day devotion, or novena to the Holy Spirit. And they will give us guides as a possible way. Many that they are all beautiful in devotion. Some will key upon the gifts of the Holy Spirit, other special prayers. One of them, a particular favorite of mine, is by Javiera de la Valle, about the Holy Spirit. What a great way to allow our hearts to be so open to the gifts that you would inspire in us and give to us. These days of listening, and speaking and letting ourselves be led as children of God. How wonderful. This devotion, going back many years, can be mine so easily. And it could be a free-form way of doing it, just talking to you, Lord. Send forth your Spirit, and my heart shall be recreated. Let us think of Mary, too, as she was with the apostles, gathering them together, holding them together in prayer in the cenacle, awaiting the Holy Spirit. Mary, may you intercede for me too, as I await Pentecost, the great feast, this time when, again, I will want to feel the fire to go forth to my family and friends and give away the great love of God I've received. Make me apostolic, Mary. For your intercession, through it, may I be lit on fire, lit on up. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help for putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
And of course, you'll always find a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This day of prayer gets underway in just 2 minutes on Daybreak. On Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Oh, this is it, Paul, my friend. This is it, the final day of the Relevant Radio Spring Give Hope Pledge Drive. And it doesn't have to be it, because we have hope we'll get to continue. Thanks to you, we can keep going for another 3 more months, but Give Hope is the theme of our pledge drive. Final day today. It ends at 5 Central this afternoon. Happy to have you along bright and early this morning. Happy to invite you to partake in what we do, to be part of giving to Relevant Radio, to be part of keeping Relevant Radio on the air and going strong in over 200 stations across the country and getting the message out around the globe on RelevantRadio.com and the free mobile app. And that mobile app's so handy, even here in the U.S. as you're traveling out and about this spring and summer. Happy to be along with that crystal clear sound on the app or at RelevantRadio.com. Another great way to give. Great reasons to give. Has Relevant Radio been there for you? Have you heard just what you've needed to hear, just when you've needed to hear it? Has it been that spark of hope in your life? Maybe informed you enough you can share the good news with others. Give hope with each and every gift. And don't forget, right now, you can get each gift matched 100%.
Your support helps Relevant Radio to stay on the air for another 3 months. Now, what does that take? Well, it takes $3 million to begin with. Where does that go? Well, consider, first of all, a network operations center. Ours is located in Lincolnshire, Illinois. But then we have 220 stations out there as well. And there are all kinds of regulations that we have to meet just to keep those stations on the air. Painting towers, taking the readings, making sure that all the transmitters are running at the right parameters. It all has to be done in order to keep Relevant Radio going. So call now with your pledge and give hope, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or donate online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We need your help. So please, give hope. It's Friday of the sixth week of Easter and the final day of the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this liturgical day joining with the whole church in prayer as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
The Lord is risen.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Doors, let him enter, the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the Mighty, the Valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is he? The King of Glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
In your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick. Spent and utterly crushed, I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help, O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord, our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
From the first letter of the Apostle John. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We should not follow the example of Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. Why did he kill him? Because his own deeds were wicked, while his brother's were just. No need, then, brothers, to be surprised if the world hates you. That we have passed from death to life, we know, because we love the brothers. The man who does not love is among the living dead. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that eternal life abides in no murderer's heart. The way we came to understand love was that he laid down his life for us. We too must lay down our lives for our brothers. I ask you, how can God's love survive in a man who has enough of this world's goods, yet closes his heart to his brother when he sees him in need?
By this we have come to know the meaning of God's love. Christ laid down his life for us.
And we should lay down our lives for our brothers. Alleluia.
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers.
And we should lay down our lives for our brothers. Alleluia.
From a Treatise on John by St. Augustine, Bishop. The Church recognizes two kinds of life as having been commended to her by God. One is a life of faith, the other a life of vision. One is a life passed on pilgrimage in time, the other in a dwelling place in eternity. One is a life of toil, the other of repose. One is spent on the road, the other in our homeland. One is active, involving labor, the other contemplative, the reward of labor. The first kind of life is symbolized by the Apostle Peter, the second by John. All of the first life is lived in this world, and it will come to an end with this world. The second life will be imperfect
till the end of this world, but it will have no end in the next world. And so Christ says to Peter, "Follow me." But of John, he says, "If I wish him to remain until I come, what is that to you? Your duty is to follow me." You are to follow me by imitating my endurance of transient evils. John is to remain until my coming, when I will bring eternal blessings. A way of saying this more clearly might be, your active life will be perfect if you follow the example of my passion. But to attain its full perfection, John's life of contemplation must wait until I come. Perfect patience is to follow Christ faithfully, even to death. But for perfect knowledge, we must await his coming. Here in the land of the dying, the sufferings of the world must be endured. There, in the land of the living, shall be seen the good things of the Lord. Christ's words, "I wish him to remain until I come," should not be taken to imply that John was to remain on earth until Christ's coming, but rather that he was to wait, because it is not now, but only when Christ comes, that the life he symbolizes will find fulfillment. On the other hand, Christ says to Peter, "Your duty is to follow me," because the life Peter symbolizes can attain its goal only by action here and now. Yet we should make no mental separation between these great apostles. Both lived the life symbolized by Peter. Both were to attain the life symbolized by John. Symbolically, one followed, the other remained. But living by faith, they both endured the sufferings of this present life of sorrow, and they both longed for the joys of the future life of happiness. Nor were they alone in this. They were one with the whole church, the bride of Christ, which will in time be delivered from the trials of this life and live forever in the joy of the next. These two kinds of life were represented respectively by Peter and John, yet both apostles lived by faith in this present, passing life, and in eternal life both have the joy of vision. And so, for the sake of all the saints inseparably united to the body of Christ, to guide them through the storms of this life, Peter, the chief of the apostles, received the keys of the kingdom of heaven with the power to bind and loose sins. And for the sake of those same saints, to plumb the depths of that other hidden life, John the Evangelist reclined on the breast of Christ. For it is not only Peter, but the whole church that binds and looses from sin. And as for the sublime teaching of John about the Word, who in the beginning was God with God, and everything else he told us about Christ's divinity and about the Trinity and the unity of the Godhead, which now, until the Lord comes, is all like a faint reflection in a mirror, but which will be seen face to face in the kingdom of heaven. It was not only John who drank in this teaching that came forth from the Lord's breast as from a fountain. All who belong to the Lord are to drink it in, each according to his capacity. And this is why the Lord himself has spread John's gospel throughout the world.
The God of all grace has called us to glory in Christ Jesus.
He will restore, support, and strengthen us after we have suffered for a little while. Alleluia.
He who raised Jesus from the dead will also raise us up with Jesus.
He will restore, support, and strengthen us after we have suffered for a little while. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Hear our prayers, O Lord, so that what was promised by the sanctifying power of your word may everywhere be accomplished through the working of the gospel, and that all your adopted children may attain what the testimony of truth has foretold. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord reminds his disciples that after sorrow comes joy. It's in today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Paul along with Glenn taking a little break from Daybreak to remind you to give hope. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive is well underway and winding down today. It's Friday, so we need your help. We need it now. Call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Special programming highlights. We've had a ton of special programming over the last couple of months. All of the Holy Week programming and the Lenten lessons on the Mass. Those aren't possible without your financial support. So we need your prayers, of course. We also need your financial support. The need is $3 million. That's just to keep us going for another 3 months. So call now with your pledge, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. It's the final day of our spring Give Hope Pledge Drive. It all ends at 5 this afternoon. So we invite you, if you're a fan of Daybreak, you've been listening each and every morning to get your day off on the right foot, that you can carefully consider giving to Relevant Radio. Certainly, we appreciate your prayers for us and for the work of Relevant Radio, and we continue to, of course, pray for you. And speaking of prayer, as a matter of fact, when you give your pledge drive info, you can leave prayer info there and know that you are prayed for individually, anonymously, but individually here by the staff at Relevant Radio. So we appreciate that prayer relationship with you. But help us to continue to give hope, won't you? Every gift is matched 100% for the rest of this hour. A 100% match. Every gift, 50 matched with 50, 100 matched with 100. A $10,000 gift matched with 10,000. You can give hope to so many. We're on the air on over 200 stations around the country. Let's keep that number expanding. Get around the globe at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app. Let's together continue to give hope.
It's Friday of the sixth week of Easter, May 10th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord reminds the disciples that after sorrow comes joy. And once again, he uses a familiar figure as a comparison. It's from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Truly, truly I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is in travail, she has sorrow, because her hour has come. But when she is delivered of the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a child is born into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. We're never going to completely understand God. Let's face it. But the Holy Spirit's gift of understanding can make things a lot more clear. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Every page of Holy Scripture shows us how God cares for us and gently leads us to holiness. In the Old Testament, God is seen as the true light of Israel, without which the people would lose their way and stumble in the darkness. Time and time again, the outstanding figures of the Old Testament turn to Yahweh so that he may guide them in difficult moments. Show me now thy ways, was Moses' prayer as he led people towards the promised land. Without God's guiding light, he felt himself lost. And King David asked, give me understanding that I may keep thy law and observe it with my whole heart. Jesus promises us the Spirit of Truth, whose mission is to illumine the whole church. Jesus completed and perfected revelation and confirmed it with divine guarantees. He did this by the total fact of his presence and self-manifestation, by words and works, signs and miracles, and by sending the Spirit of Truth. The apostles themselves only understood later the full meaning of Jesus' words. As Pope Paul VI said, the Holy Spirit is the soul of the church. It is He who explains to the faithful the deep meaning of the teaching of Jesus and of His mystery. The Holy Spirit brings us to an initial understanding of the truths of faith and then constantly perfects faith by His gifts so that revelation may be more and more profoundly understood. Through the gift of understanding, the faithful have come to have a fuller grasp of the truths of faith. The Holy Spirit illumines the mind with a most powerful light and enables us to see more clearly what until then was only dimly seen. It often happens that we know some mystery for quite a while. We have heard something and thought about it, but all of a sudden we see it in a new light. It is as if we had not understood it at all until then. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, a Christian has greater certainty in believing. Everything is much clearer. Under His light, supernatural truths give an indescribable joy, a joy which is a foretaste of heaven. Thanks to this gift, says St. Thomas, God is glimpsed here below. This happens to those who are pure and docile to the inspirations of the Paraclete. Nevertheless, the mysteries of faith remain enveloped in a certain obscurity. To reach this knowledge, the ordinary light of faith is insufficient. We need a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which we will receive in the measure in which we respond to grace, are pure of heart, and desirous of reaching holiness. The gift of understanding enables us to see all things with supernatural vision. It brings us to reverence the greatness of God, to pay Him filial affection, and to judge created things rightly. Little by little, in the measure in which love grows in the soul, a person's mind reflects more and more the splendor of God and becomes more familiar with the hidden mysteries of God. On this day of the decennary, 10 days of prayer to the Holy Spirit, we could examine how seriously we want to be purified and see whether this desire is expressed in our using well the graces of confession. Do we go to confession regularly? Do we make a sincere examination of conscience before going? Do we ask the Holy Spirit to help us be contrite? Do we foster the desire to avoid all sin and all deliberate faults? In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers, and it's available at your local Catholic bookstore. Let's join the whole church in prayer once again. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Savior, who came to give those who in darkness lived healing and sight, help those who seek to find, heal those whose hearts are blind, and in each humble mind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight.
move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place, let there be light. Holy and blessed Three, glorious Trinity, wisdom, love, might, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride through the earth far and wide, let there be light.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. Alleluia.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord.
I will sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Alleluia.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
You have filled me with gladness, Lord.
I will sing for joy at the works of your hands.
Alleluia.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing. Alleluia.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life.
I inflict injury, and I bring healing.
Alleluia.
Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instructions soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways. A faithful God, without deceit, how just and upright he is.
Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you?
Think back on the days of old, Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God, while the Lord's own portion was Jacob. His hereditary share was Israel.
He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye.
As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange god was with him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
It is I who bring death, and I who give life. I inflict injury, and I bring healing. Alleluia.
You have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia.
You have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia.
How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man, that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
You have crowned your anointed one with glory and honor. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I promise that the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. through his holy prophets, he promised of old, that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I promise that the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Alleluia. Christ has made known to us the life that lasts forever. With faith and joy, let us cry out to him, saying,
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Eternal Shepherd, look on your flock as it rises from sleep.
Feed us with the word of life and the bread from heaven. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Keep us safe from wolf and hireling.
And make us faithful in listening to your voice. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
You are present to all who preach your gospel and give power to their words.
Make us today preachers of your resurrection by our holiness of life. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Be our great joy that no one can take from us,
so that we may reject sin with its sadness and reach out to eternal life. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Constantly shape our minds, we pray, O Lord, by the practice of good works, that, trying always for what is better, we may strive to hold ever fast to the Paschal mystery. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Get ready. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive, Give Hope, is just about to kick into high gear. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you again on Sunday morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.